Well, how are y'all? I'm Jordan. This is Johnny. And we're Walker McGuire. We're going to play y'all some songs today. So.
E4.
Half a can of Coors Light right there on the nightstand. About a dozen of them on the floor by the door. I swear I don't remember drinking any of them. Sun shines through the blinds, head hurts. Putting that back together. High heel footsteps, regrets, and I forget how I even met her. Check my phone, 2%. One text from a friend says, hope you're feeling better. Work calls, damn I'm late, man I hate putting the night back together. If we were back together, maybe I wouldn't be out of my mind. Maybe I wouldn't be spending my time with a broken heart falling apart. Just trying to get back together, back when I knew just what to do. Knew I was waking up next to you instead of waking up here. Putting the night back together. Last thing I recall, a Vince Gill song came on. I started thinking about you. Next thing I did was order one more round, trying to forget about you. I found out the more I drink, girl, I think. If we were back together, maybe I wouldn't be out of my mind. Maybe I wouldn't be spending my time with a broken heart falling apart. Just trying to get back together, back when I knew just what to do. Knew I was waking up next to you instead of waking up here. Putting the night back together. Putting the night back together. I ain't getting any better. No. And putting the night back together. Maybe I wouldn't be out of my mind. Maybe I wouldn't be spending my time with a broken heart falling apart. Just trying to get back together, back when I knew just what to do. Knew I was waking up next to you instead of waking up here. Putting that back together.
On the fly, we figured it out. We're good. We're good. Well, yeah, we're Walker McGuire, and we're so happy to be here at Q106. Thanks to Fletch and the team for having us. This is awesome. We started our day in Minneapolis, rode over here today, and I'm from Texas. He's from Kansas. I've never seen this much snow in my life. This is a new thing for me completely.
He sat there just stared out the bus window like, what is all this?
Johnny went, and while he was napping, I was literally sitting at the table just looking out the window, like, sending my mom pictures, like, have you ever seen this? Like, this is real.
He wanted to stop and build a snowman, but we just didn't have time today.
Yeah. This next song is a song we wrote, actually, while we were on the road. We got the idea from it. I was laying in the back of a van, because before we were in that nice, pretty white bus, we were in a shiny red van.
We still do some shows in the van.
We do some red van shows. And I was in the back of it, listening to a book on tape, and it was about D.B. Cooper. And D.B. Cooper, it's like, you know, one of the greatest mysteries. Nobody knows anything about it. Everybody wants to know everything about it. But I got the idea because at the very end, I wanted him so badly to say, oh, you know, we found him. We know where he is. We know where the money is. But, of course, nobody knows. And, the narrator comes on and he says, I'm your narrator. Thank you for listening. And D.B. Cooper, just another mystery of the world. And it went off, and I was so bummed out.
We were sitting in a write, you know, about 2 weeks later, and he brings up this idea, and we started talking about other mysteries, like the grassy knoll with JFK, and, you know, where do socks in the dryer go, and stuff like that.
I was like, if we're going to write a country song, we got to put a girl in.
Yeah, so we did, and it took us three writing sessions to write this, but we just wanted to make it perfect. It's one of our favorite songs, so.
It's called Mysteries of the World.
You guys will like it.
Why does beer have to taste so good? But too much makes you feel so bad. Why are some days empty hooks? And some days it's every other cast. Was there a shooter on the grassy knoll? Where did D.B. Cooper go? Hell, where do socks in the dryer go? I guess some things you ain't meant to know. Like how you look even better in the morning, wrapped up laying in my bed. How I did it, just don't get it. I look at you and just shake my head. 'Cause out of 7 billion people on the planet, never understand it, how you ended up with me, girl. It's just one more mystery of the world. If you'd have told me the night we met, I'd be sitting right here tonight, watching you slip into that dress. I'd have said you were out of your damn mind. Here I am and honey, there you go, blowing my mind again. Yeah, I guess it just goes to show, some things don't make no sense. Like how you look even better in the morning, wrapped up laying in my bed. How I did it, just don't get it. Look at you and just shake my head. Out of 7 billion people on the planet, never understand it, how you ended up with me, girl. Just one of those mysteries of the world. Just one of those mysteries of the world. Shake my head. 'Cause out of 7 billion people on the planet, never understand it, how you ended up with me, girl.
It's one of those mysteries of the world.
It's just one of those mysteries of the world.
So we got D.B. Cooper in a song. Yeah. So yeah. Jordan and I, we love to write most of our songs. It seems like are ones we've written by ourselves. But every once in a while, you just come across a song that either someone gives you or you hear, you know, through the grapevine, and it's like that sounds like it was written especially for us. And so about a year ago, we got a song from our publisher, and he's like, "You guys need to write a song like this. This song sounds like you." And we were like, "Well, why don't we just sing this one?"
Yeah, so the guys from Old Dominion, Matt Ramsey, the lead singer, and Trevor Rosen, he plays keys and acoustic guitar, and they wrote this song with a guy named Matt Jenkins that we write with. And like he said, it just kind of fell in our email one day, and they said, you know, this song kind of feels like something y'all would sing. And, you know, Old Dominion just put out a record, and they were, you know, they were kind of wanting to put this song on their record, and we were like, you know, we really want it. And we love this song a lot. Johnny likes to compare this song to the that old Police song.
Yeah, Every Breath You Take. It's our cute creeper stalker song.
If there's such a thing, cute creeper, that's a good one. We're going to have to hashtag that. But there's a line in it that says, "The only over I'll be is over your shoulder," which sounds creepy, but it's not. You got to get the idea of the song. See?
We just really like it, girl.
Isn't that weird, though, that Police song? If you listen to it, it's the creepiest song ever. Like, every step you take, every breath you take, I'll be watching you?
Yeah.
That's so weird, but everybody loves it.
And so that was written before, you know, social media and stuff. So it's
that's a real stalker song. Yeah. So this one's called "I'm On It." Hope you guys like it.
I know you're rolling down the runway out of LAX, taking off to wherever you're going next. Doesn't matter that I'm nowhere near that jet. Baby, I'm on it. You know this memory ain't gonna leave you alone. You can try to drown it out with your headphones, but it doesn't really matter what comes on. So baby, I'm on it. Girl, you thought I was gone when you left me, but it's gonna be hard to forget me. Keep telling yourself that it's over. The only over I'll be is over your shoulder. I ain't gonna fade away with the taillights, down with the moon, baby, up with the sunrise. Any song, any scene, any old side street. When you think you're rid of me, then I'll be on the wind in the fall when the leaves turn brown. But it's still warm enough, put your windows down. Every cobblestone corner in that college town. Yeah, baby, I'm on it. When you're out at a bar with some new guy, and you end up in his arms at the end of the night, I'll be furthest thing from your mind. No, but baby, I'm on it. Girl, you thought I was gone when you left me, but it's gonna be hard to forget me. Keep telling yourself that it's over. The only over I'll be is over your shoulder. I ain't gonna fade away with the taillights, down with the moon, baby, up with the sunrise. Any song, any scene, any old side street, yeah. Baby, I'm on it. Baby, I'm on it. Girl, you thought I was gone when you left me, but it's gonna be hard to forget me. Keep telling yourself that it's over. The only over I'll be is over your shoulder. I ain't gonna fade away with the taillights, down with the moon, baby, up with the sunrise. Any song, it's in any old side street. When you think you're rid of me, then I'll be on any sunny summer white sand beach. Any bed you just can't fall asleep. Anywhere the road you're on my lead. Baby, I'm on it. Baby, I'm on it. Thank y'all so much.
Oh, they're right there.
Right before, or right after that video cut off, or right before, I guess, we were talking about him living in my pantry. And that was a fun time for us. Just because every night, you know, he'd be about 10 feet away, and I'd say, good night, dude. And he'd wave to me from his air mattress.
It was a real thing.
True story.
I moved to Nashville in 2012, and we actually met. It was Johnny's fourth night in town, and I'd been in town about a month and a half. We wrote a song together 3 days later. We kind of started building all these songs, and people around town were going, you know, what's the name of the band? What are y'all going to call yourselves? And our buddy Gary Cotton, who we were working with at the time, he, probably about four months. We'd been sitting around drinking one night, and he goes, man, I really wish you guys could do like a last name thing, but Walker McIntyre just doesn't sound
good. And I look at him, I say, dude, Gary, I've known you for 4 months, man. Like, it's McGuire. And he goes, Walker McGuire, that sounds good.
So we kind of grabbed that and ran with it. And but like you said, we were living together. I had we'll call her a roommate, an ex-girlfriend. She left me and moved back to Texas because we were extremely broke and didn't have any money. So I said, man, I'm going to have to move back to Texas. I don't have any money or anything. And he goes, well, I've got this corner in my room, and when he said corner, it was legitimately like the size of this.
Yep.
And he goes, if you can fit an air mattress right there, you can sleep right there. And I was like, I'm moving in.
Yep. So we lived there for about 4 months. We wrote, you know, wrote a bunch of songs in that time and really kind of figured out our sound because we were around each other so much. But my mom, she's a second grade teacher, and she had the summer off. She decided to come up and show her love by helping clean the apartment, get their security deposit back. And so we helped her for about an hour and then got sidetracked on this idea, and 3 hours later finished the song, but she had also finished the cleaning.
Yeah, so it worked out. It was perfect timing.
So we got to give her some credit. She cleaned while we wrote this, but it's called Best Kind of Bad. We like to play this as an encore for our shows. It's a fun one, but we got a couple more for you. 1, 2, 3, 4.
She's a Tom Petty girl in a boy band world. Got a fast set of keys and a fake ID, and she's gone. The boys are blowing up her phone. Yeah, she walked through the door and the whole crowd roared. She was here last night on the karaoke mic singing Free, Free Falling. She's a warm shot of whiskey with nothing to chase. She'll bomb a cigarette and blow it in your face. She's the best kind of ass.
my mind 100 times to her smile. 'Cause it went on for a country mile.
No, I can't shake the vision of us hugging and a kissing. Now I'm picking up my phone, calling everyone I know to tell her, please, please call me. And I know she's on some other guy's arm tonight, but she won't leave her number. Say goodbye. Saturday night, she's a hey boy, buy me a beer. Well, she'll take you by the hand, say come on, let's go.
But she's nowhere,
and I'm on life show. She's the best night I've ever had. Man, she's the best kind of bed. Yeah, she's the best kind.
So damn hard to quit.
'Cause she's the best kind of man,
wrong kind of right.
She's a Sunday morning
and a Saturday night.
She's a hey boy, buy me a beer.
Man, I can't believe I fell for that.
Well, she'll take you by the hand,
say come on, let's go.
But she's nowhere
in all night.
She's the best night I've ever had. Yeah, she's the best.
So much. Forgot this was in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah? Oh, man. Okay, yeah, we could do that one as well. We'll do that one as well. That'd be fun, yeah. You got to stream it to them, though. Awesome, awesome. We're going to play out two more then, if that's okay. This one's for your buddy, then. We wrote this one. Two, right. And we wrote this one with the same two guys we wrote the single with Till Tomorrow. That's awesome. A request. Cyberly. First time that's ever happened. Welcome to 2017, right? But this song was a lot of fun. We
wrote about a trip down to Cancun.
Yeah.
Just when Southwest Airlines was just flying down there. And we were supposed to go down there and write for a week. But we ended up going down there and researching tequila.
Yeah. We were down there and we were supposed to be down there 4 days and just write a bunch of songs. And I didn't see Johnny for 4 days. He didn't see me because he was at the bar the whole time and I was with a pretty little brunette girl the whole time.
Yeah.
And
I said, what was her name, man? Tell me about her. And we're sitting on the flight and he said, she spoke a different language, so I don't really remember her name.
It was a true story.
And
she was a local.
And he's just, you know, and I said, well, man, that's something, you know, I bet you'll never forget old what's her name.
Yeah, so
and we wrote that song. Like a song.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for the request. What's your buddy's name?
Sawyer.
Sawyer, hey, man. Thank you for the request. We're going to play this for you right now. So this one's called Oh, What's Your Name? I don't know if it's going to make the record, but it's definitely online.
It's about a warmer place in Wisconsin right now.
Yeah, exactly. Here we go. 1. Here you go, Sawyer. You ready?
She was a little blue bikini in the Cancun sand. Had eyes that matched that natural tan. So I walked right up with dos margaritas. She said, gracias amigo and como te llamas. I said, oh hell yeah, whatever you say, mama. She was one smoking hot jalapeno señorita. When she told me her name, it sounded kind of fun. Man, I love the way it rolled off her tongue. Well, it could have been Maria, Juanita, I ain't really sure. Isabella, hell, I tell you, she'd have told me more. Selena, Katrina once we did the Macarena. My life was never the same. Oh, I'll never forget. Yeah, how could I ever forget? Oh, what's her name? Oh, well, she stood right up, took me by the hand, said, vamos, senor.
And I pretended to understand.
Yeah, we strolled down the beach to the Bodo Loco Cantina.
That's the crazy bull for all you white people.
People don't know Spanish.
People don't know Spanish. Bodo Loco, it's a crazy bull.
The mariachi was playing my new favorite song. Couldn't understand the words,
but I was singing right along.
Hell, I even learned a little Spanish.
Un poquito.
Yeah, una más tequila. Well, she was spinning around, shaking her hips. Man, I was breaking it down out there. Maria Juanita, I ain't really sure. Isabella,
hell, I tell you,
she'd have told me more. Selena, Katrina, once we did the Margarita. My life was never the same. Oh, I'll never forget. Yeah, how could I ever forget? She was an angel sent from above. Taught me the international language of love. Now, every time I shoot tequila, I think of...
Uno, dos, tres.
Maria Juanita, I ain't really sure. Isabella,
hell, I tell you,
she'd have told me more. Selena, Katrina, once we did the Margarita. My life was never the same. Yeah, how could I ever forget?
Oh, what's her name?
Oh, what's her name?
There you go, Sawyer.
Yeah. Thanks for the request, man.
That's awesome. Yeah, man, we still play that one out. See, it's good. Perfect, perfect. Yeah, we were down there just on a rider's trip, and we didn't ride a lot. We drank a lot of tequila.
But we got that done on a Southwest Airlines napkin on the way back, and our publisher said, that's good enough.
Yeah, he was like, you guys are supposed to write like 10 songs. We're like, we wrote one. And he goes, that'll work. That's kind of Mexico in a song, so it was pretty good. But thank you guys. Thanks to Fletch and the whole Q106 team for coming out, hanging out today, and appreciate it. You guys look like you're having some cold beers. I'm going to have one with y'all after this. Coors Light, you heard it in the song. Saw you raise it. It was a good moment. We had a moment right here. But this is our song. This song is going to go to radio here in April, and it's called Till Tomorrow. We wrote this song about 4 years ago, and it was a song that always kind of hung there. It was kind of one of the songs that helped us really identify as a band, and we decided, like, you know, we should try to do this. We should try to go for it, because we initially just wanted to write songs together, and then I moved into his pantry with an air mattress, and
that was part of the deal. He had to start a band with me if he got to stay at my place, so that was part of the deal.
But this one's called Till Tomorrow. Thank you guys so much again, Fletch. Really appreciate it, man. And give it up for the pizza and the beer, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Can't go wrong there.
Can't beat that. So this is Till Tomorrow, and it'll you'll be hearing it soon.
I already downloaded it.
Perfect.
Good.
We love you. Number one fan for the day. I love it. Here we go. One.
Again, good to see all my friends. I had to get out of that house, 'cause feeling sorry for myself wasn't working out so well. All the baby, look at me now. Well, it took 3 months, but better late than never. And to think I thought I would hurt forever. But baby, tonight I'm alright. Yeah, I finally got you off my mind. I'm not.
bartender,
how about another round? Yeah, I know that I'm ignoring all the warnings, but I'll worry about the morning, in the morning. Cause baby, tonight I'm alright. Yeah, I finally got you off my mind. I'm not here fighting back tears. I'm having the time of my life. Hell, I may just stay.
Thank you,
Q106. Thanks, Fletch.
Thank y'all so much.